Right now, Wisconsin is weeks behind the due date for a new state budget. The biggest sticking point has been transportation funding. The governor hasn't wanted to raise the gas tax or user fees. There's been disagreement among Republicans in the legislature. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's road and infrastructure are in need of fixing, and a lot of big construction projects are in the balance. One idea the governor likes so far, a fee increase for people who own hybrid and electric vehicles. We're just hearing news this afternoon that it looks like that will be in the final deal, an increase on user fees for those owners. Dave Cislevich joins us now. He says that's not really going to fix anything. He's a former mayor of Madison and executive director for the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation. He wrote about this issue for Isthmus newspaper. Dave, welcome back.
Rob, thanks for having me.
You call the hybrid vehicle fee a 1% solution. Why is that?
Well, it may be just a little bit more than that now. When I wrote that, it looked like it was going to be a $50 fee. The latest news is it might be as much as a $100 extra fee. So just to understand how that works. Right now, everybody pays a $75 registration fee for their vehicle. It would apparently go up to about $175 under what the Republicans are going to propose later on this afternoon. The reason I call it a 1% solution is because it solves a really tiny part of the whole problem. It's been estimated that we need about $500 million a year, about $1 billion over the biennium, to fix our roads. And Wisconsin has some of the worst road conditions in the entire country. That fee $50 would have produced $5 million, or 1% of the answer. Even at $100, it's not going to produce nearly enough to solve the problem.
The idea, the principle here is, okay, a lot of our roads are paid for with the gas tax. If I'm driving an electric vehicle, I'm not paying any gas tax. If I'm in a hybrid, I'm using less gas, so I'm paying less. So why not have those users pay proportionally a little more in that user fee?
And theoretically, that makes some sense. But again, it doesn't get near to solving the problem, doesn't produce enough revenue. And as a matter of theory, actually, the better solution there is a vehicle miles traveled tax. And that's being explored in other states, including Oregon. The federal government is looking at it. There's technology on every car that can track how many miles you're driving without necessarily tracking where you're going. And that is the fairest way to do it, because it is true that hybrid and electric cars are putting wear and tear on the roads. And because they're not using as much fuel as before, they're not paying as much as they would, or in the case of electrics, at all. And so it does make some sense, but the fair way to do that is through a VMT. And by the way, the real problem that the transportation budget has isn't with hybrids and electrics, because they make about 1% of the fleet. It's with the increased gas efficiency of conventional engines.
Right. So if I'm driving a more fuel efficient gas vehicle, I'm paying proportionally less than I would have a few years back with a less efficient.
Exactly. Vehicle. And that counts for 99% of the vehicles on the road.
So this is it seems like it's good news, right? We're using our fuel more efficiently, but it does have this bad news effect on how we pay for the roads.
And that's another problem with the special fee on hybrids and electrics. I mean, you have people who are trying to do something good for the environment, right? They're trying to burn less fossil fuels, which has benefits for all of us. And this comes off as a penalty for doing the right thing.
So how about just increasing the gas tax? That's something that the governor and half the Republicans in the legislature, at least, are opposed to. But what do you think of that?
Absolutely.
Idea?
It makes the most sense. I was on a Transportation Finance and Policy Commission a few years ago, and it was a bipartisan commission. We came up with a comprehensive plan, and that plan, unfortunately, has been ignored. But it did include a 5-cent per gallon increase in the gas tax. That in itself, I think a penny on the gas tax raises something like $30 million. So that's the way to raise funds quickly. A lot of states have done it. About half of all states have increased the gas tax just in the last few years. Idaho did it. They increased their gas tax by 7 cents a gallon. This is Idaho, a deep red state, very anti-tax, and a state where everybody's got to drive every place. And they found the political will to increase the gas tax.
We've seen some people on the left and the right saying, hey, maybe the problem isn't the revenue side. The problem's on the spending side. We're doing too many big projects that maybe we don't need all of them. Let's save money instead of raising taxes.
And I'm sympathetic to that argument. I think that there's something in the middle here. I'm not convinced that we need $1 billion over 2 years. But I am convinced that we need some hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 2 years just to fix what we have, because there have been more than one study that has shown that Wisconsin's roads are in bad shape. One of those studies ranked us 49th in the country in terms of the condition of our roads. And these are mostly county highways, town roads, city streets. These are the things that we need to fix. And so I'm sympathetic with people who say that we build too many highways too wide and too fancy, and we can save some money there. But even if we do, just to take care of what we have, we need some sort of revenue increase.
We're talking to Dave Cieslewicz, former mayor of Madison. He wrote about the state's transportation budget for Isthmus newspaper. He says, bad idea to raise user fees for hybrid and electric vehicles. It looks like that is now likely to happen. He's looking for other long-term fixes. And Dave, let's get to that main long-term fix you mentioned a few minutes ago, the vehicle mileage tax idea. How would that work on a practical level?
Well, the commission that that I served on a few years ago proposed a low-tech solution. So one of the things that people are concerned about is the government sort of tracking your mileage. Now, the truth is, I think that is going to be a concern that goes away as millennials start to take over. This is a generation that's growing up with cell phones, tracking their every move on the internet, et cetera. Security cameras everywhere. But for my generation, I'm a baby boomer, and I understand the concern people have about Big Brother. So what we propose is something very simple, which is simply that you would take an odometer reading when you renewed your vehicle registration fee. A year later, you'd be asked to take the odometer reading again. You do some simple math, count up how many miles you had driven on that vehicle, and multiply by a fraction of a cent. And basically, it would end up being an increase on your registration, but it would be based on how many miles you drove.
Is that going to be palatable to people? It's going to feel like a brand new kind of tax and a new way to assess tax, and people might not be nuts about that.
It might feel like it, but the truth is, if we used it to supplement or replace the gas tax, it's basically the same system, only more fair, because right now, that's essentially the way it works. The more you drive, the more gas you consume. The more gas you consume, the more tax you pay. The problem is that while it's been roughly fair in the past, as vehicles become more efficient, as we get more hybrids and electrics out there, and we will, that's going to break down. So the VMT tax really is similar to what we've done with the gas tax in the past, but it's actually more fair.
Is anybody doing that right now?
Nobody's actually doing it yet. As I said, the state of Oregon is studying it. The federal government, at least under the Obama administration, was looking at it. I don't know about the Trump administration, but it was recommended in the Transportation Finance and Policy Commission report from Wisconsin that came out in 2013.
The other controversial part of the transportation debate is borrowing money. And you've run a local government.
Yes.
You know, bonding is a thing. It's a tool that's used. Do you think we are borrowing too much right now to pay for our roads?
We are. And actually, everyone agrees with that across the board. About 25 cents on every dollar collected into the transportation fund goes to pay back debt. 20 cents is about the max. So we're already over what's recommended for a budget. I don't mind borrowing. These are long-term investments, and so it does make some sense to borrow for them. But just like in any family budget, if you're borrowing too much for your house, for your credit cards, et cetera, it starts to crimp your general purpose budget. So that's what's going on in our transportation budget. We are borrowing appropriately and then some. And I think it's widely agreed, Democrats and Republicans, that that's too high.
Transportation was a sticking point in the last budget. It's the big sticking point this time around. Do you see anything in the near future that might solve this, so where we're not having this argument every 2 years?
You know, it's certainly not going to happen this time. If they do the hybrid electric, as I mentioned, it's not going to produce enough revenue to solve the problem. Ultimately, I think we need to go to VMT in the short run. I think we need a gas tax increase. This governor isn't going to allow that, so we'll see where it goes.
And do you think that Wisconsin taxpayers would accept either a vehicle mileage tax or a gas tax increase, or going back to gas tax indexing for that matter?
Sure they would. I think if they understand that this money is going in to fix their roads, to make them smoother, to take care of the potholes, to pave the shoulders, et cetera, to fix bridges, which are becoming more and more dangerous. I think if people understand where the money's going, yes, they'll support it.
Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Dave Cheslevich, former mayor of Madison, now executive director for the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation. He wrote about the stalemate over transportation funding for Isthmus newspaper. By the way, later today on Central Time, we'll get an update on what's going on in the state's Joint Finance Committee, some apparent progress on the transportation budget and the overall budget plan. Coming up after the news, our guest says we need more student exchange programs within the United States to help bridge cultural and political divides. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.